Leskie's already down, but a first down run and a great gain on first down.
Reach has had the ball for 13 minutes, still hasn't scored. It's a handoff right up the middle to Carson Hileski out to the 43-yard line. Tackle made by Luke Woodkey, cornerback, playing monster cornerback there, kind of veering up almost to a linebacker position. Second down and six out to the 42.
Same play, run it again. That is an ugly way. That's absolutely right. If it works again, they probably come back at you again, and it worked just fine. They get another four on that play, bringing down second down and medium.
Risky under center, wing T to the left this time. Rolls out for the quarterback keeper. Has the lead blocker, and he stopped actually after about a yard gain. Luke Whitkey jumped out of his tackle and brought him down after a gain of a yard out to the 43-yard line. Third down and five for the Bearcats.
Great job by Woodkey there, showing some speed, getting to the sideline. There was a lot of blockers in front of Peruski there, a chance to really get up the sideline, and Woodkey was able to split those blockers and get after the quarterback and tackle him for very little gain.
Minute 28, clock stopped as he went out of bounds on the last play. Sticking to the wing tee to the left this time. That'd be number 14, wide to the left, Logan Mueller. Third and five. Obrusky under center, going to the right this time. Number 47, Colin Obrusky, gets out for a hard-fought 3 yards, dragged down by Colin Rogenbuck, defensive tackle. And now Ubley facing a fourth down and two at their own 46-yard line, a minute 15 before the half is over. Dave, do they go for it?
Harbor,
try and hang on to the ball.
Harbor Beach has all three timeouts. I know if Coach Bill Sweeney was coaching this team, he'd be going for it. It wouldn't be a second thought. But as a new young coach, I have the lead on the road against my rival with a minute left. I am punting it away and taking my lead at 6-0 at the half.
And the punter somehow is still on the sideline, Dave. So
I'm not surprised they're going for it, but I like having a lead on the road.
Wing tee to the left, and now we have a timeout, the third and final timeout called by Eric Sweeney in this first half, as the Bearcats face a fourth and two ahead of them with 40 seconds left here in the first half. 6-0, Ubley leading Harbor Beach at Harbor Beach. Dave, your thoughts so far in this ballgame?
About what we expected. A little sloppy to start the game. Both teams with a fumble that cost their drives early, but Ubley was able to get the big play. That's really the difference in this game. It's been very evenly matched so far, but the big play, the broken tackle by Carson Hileski, has busted this game out for a 6-0 lead, and that's really where we stand. Otherwise, it's been back and forth.
Thanks to Ben Miller for sending me an update on the Sandusky game. It's 14-0 now. It looks like we have some more updates, actually. It's 14-0, yes, indeed, Sandusky over Bad Axe. The TSA Player of the Year Award in 2019, DeLauren Wedge, scored on a touchdown run, two-point conversion failed, with 3 minutes and 20 seconds before the half. Seconds left here in the first half, fourth down and two, Ubley coming out of their third and final timeout of this half, leading Harbor Beach 6-0. Harbor Beach fumbled on the 1 yard line and then he got stuffed at the Ubley 28 yard line just a moment ago. Ubley's defense standing strong as they always have. T formation, Peruski under center, 2 yards to go, then he got to the 48. Hand off right up the middle to Carson Hileski, and it's at 47. Colin Obrusky, and he does not get it, and they are stopped on downs with 37 seconds left in the half. And Harbor Beach will have one last shot here to find the end zone for the first time tonight.
Yeah, which makes me wonder. I was surprised Coach Shelkey didn't call timeout before Ubley ran that fourth down play right down to the wire and burned all that time. But they are in Ubley territory. They do have all three of their timeouts, I believe. And they have the spread offense, so they're going to utilize them here. They do not have to utilize the sideline. They can throw it down the middle of the field knowing they have all three of those timeouts. And that's a big stop by the Harbor Beach defense.
Spread too wide each way. Hileski in the backfield. Pass down to the flat here to Mason Booms. It is caught, and he goes to the out of bounds at the 37-yard line. Tackle made by Levi Peruski, cornerbacks, 5'11", 170-pound senior. Stops the clock with 32 seconds left. It's a gain of 9 on the play, second down and 1 from the Ubley 37.
If Ubley's not going to get up in their face on the line of scrimmage and allow that 10-yard cushion, Harbor Beach is going to do that in the next three throws. Booms simply runs a curl route right at the first down marker, comes back to the quarterback. The ball's waiting for him. He catches it, is able to turn around and still try to make a move on that a Bearcat defender. They are giving a ton of space to these receivers.
Ubley showing blitz. Kadar throws to the flat. Same exact thing and same exact result. Booms runs out of bounds at the 33-yard line. It's a gain of 4 on the play. New set of downs. 28 seconds left now. Stop clock. With 6-0, Ubley leading, Harbor Beach trying to find that end zone.
You absolutely do not want to get burned deep here, but some of these defensive backs are playing 12, 14 yards away from the wide receiver. They're just putting their heads down, planting their feet about 5 yards down the field, turning and showing their number to Kadar, and the last two strikes have been right on the money to Mason Booms.
Three wide to the right, one to the left. Kadar in the pocket, lets it throw quick. It's a screen pass right to the middle of the field, down to the 31-yard line. Tackle made by number 47, Colin Oberski. Mason Booms on the catch after 2, maybe 3 yards out to the 30. Timeout called by Harbor Beach with 22 seconds left here in this first half. That's Harbor Beach's first timeout, 2 remaining.
I like the play call there, but the throw was a little behind Booms. He had to come back and get it, and then Ubley does an excellent job swarming to the football, overwhelming the two other wide receivers there as lead blockers, and Booms has got nowhere to go with it. A 2-yard gain and a quick timeout by the Harbor Beach sideline.
Second down, 8, just on the right side of the 30-yard line here for the Pirates. Dave, is this a chance for Troy Shelkey to set up a pass down, going for the money shot here?
I don't think so. Not yet. You have 2 timeouts. Obviously, if it's there, or if he has probably Woodkey, his favorite receiver, one-on-one, I think he gives it a shot. But I think with those 2 timeouts, they're going to try to get one more first down, utilize that timeout or 2, and then start taking shots at the end zone from maybe the 15 to 20-yard line away. But I think he'd like another first down here, a quick timeout, and then dial up 4 plays at the end zone. We know Kadar can throw it in the end zone from here, so that is obviously not a problem. But getting the first down here is the most important thing.
Mason Booms, Luke Woodkey, and Matt Farmer wide to the left, one to the right for the Pirates. Ethan Hessling in the backfield. Kadar in the shotgun gets the snap. Good time coverage here. Throws downfield to the end zone. It is going to be underthrown and actually goes through the hands of his intended receiver. Mason Booms broke up by number 11, Levi Peruski, in the secondary. Third down and 8 with 16 seconds left.
And that ball needed to be up the sideline a little bit more to corner the end zone. Booms was open, but again, underthrown, and Levi Peruski does a nice job of getting his hands on the ball to change that direction, giving Booms almost no opportunity to catch the ball.
Third down and 8 from the 31-yard line. Harbor Beach trying to find the end zone, have not succeeded yet so far tonight. Ubley with the lone score, 6-0. As Carson Hlesky with the 43-yard run for the score. That was the only score tonight. Harbor Beach still in the huddle. Probably showing a 4-man front, 3 linebackers, and then 4 in the secondary. Freshman Evan Peruski, quarterback, also a free safety. 2 wide each way for the Pirates. Hessling still to his left. Kadar rolling to his left, throws and is in trouble, and he's going to be sacked down at the 40-yard line. As number 37, Aiden Makoviak, brings him down for the huge loss of about 9 yards with 5 seconds left, and we have another timeout called by Harbor Beach with 4 seconds left.
Yeah, he had Woodkey right here in the flats, that same curl out route as he rolled over here. He was looking for the deep shot. He was looking for the dagger, and the pressure got to him quickly, and he still didn't see Woodkey standing right on that 25-yard line, wide open with nobody near him. So he takes the sack, backs the ball all the way up to the 40-yard line, and now with 4 seconds to go on 4th and 17, there's no choice here. He'll find number 6 wherever he is on the field. That ball is going to be heaved as high in the air as he possibly can. Don't be surprised if Booms is right along next to him trying to catch something deep in the end zone.
Troy Shelkey commanding his troops in the huddle on the sidelines here. That's their second timeout. Fourth down and a ways to go. We'll call it 17 yards from the 40-yard line. 4 seconds left. Of course, the last play of regulation in this first half. One scoring play. We've had a combination of 8 drives tonight. 1 making the end zone, of course, with Ubley. That was on their second drive. Their first drive resulted in just 1 play, and it was a fumble for a loss of a yard. Harbor Beach recovered, and then, of course, they got stopped at the 29-yard line in their own territory. In their own territory for 2 yards. 2 wide to the left, working off the left hash. Kadar with Hessling to his right. Fourth down and 17. 1 play remains, and it's a handoff right up the middle to Ethan Hessling. And that is how the first half will end, with Ubley leading 6-0 over the Harbor Beach Pirates in the Backyard Brawl 2020 in the first week of the regular season. Right here on the WLW Sports Network, Ubley 6-0.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues, and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away.